Character.
Come.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayyul Salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam wa ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi wa sabihi wa salim. Dear beloved Muslims, highly praised and glorified is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayers and the peace be on Muhammad the Prophet, his companions, the righteous servants, all. Ameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We openly bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is our prophet, Allah's messenger and servant to mankind. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
We thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, during this beautiful month of Ramadan, come once a year, where we fast to abstain from food, drink and sexual pleasures during the daylight hours. And it's by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission that the struggle that we go through during the month of Ramadan and fasting, we also just happen to be in a pandemic, I guess we would say, and the coronavirus. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the people, Muslims, Christians, Jews, and others all over the world during these most trying and difficult times. And we know during the month of Ramadan, we fast, but we also give food out. We visit the sick. All of these things is incorporated right into our religion. So we don't have to, when something happens, we don't have to just make a decision what we should. It's already there. Actually, we should be visiting people and providing for the needy all year round. Shouldn't be in a crisis, a pandemic, or whatever the case. This is the natural way that God prescribed for human life. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today we Juma. This is Juma day, and we like to give a talk based on Quran. And Juma should be about the religion, about the teachings in the Quran, the example of our dear Prophet Muhammad, and it should be on a subject that's worthy of, you know, human interest. And today we'd like to talk about hurling truth at falsehood. And I recall Imam Warthy Muhammad had mentioned about three different wars that America was fighting, And matter of fact, it wasn't America fighting, world wars. And the first war was World War I, where the European powers were fighting for power. Who would be the big player in the world, you know, to take over the world and run things, so to speak. Second World War was the one who would dominate in that seek for power, right, and control the world, right? And we see that today. We see it very plain. Second World War, the results of Second World War and the power that Eastern Europeans have actually over the whole world. And then Imam Warthy Muhammad had mentioned that the Third World War was the world war, truth against falsehood. Alhamdulillah. How many of us think like that? We don't think like that. But the whole mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Prophet Muhammad was just that, to cast truth at falsehood, to hurl truth at falsehood until we knock out the brain of falsehood. And who is the commander in chief of that great military order? Prophet Muhammad. He's the commander in chief. He represents the truth from the Quran. He's a model of that excellence, and he's hurling the truth at falsehood. It just didn't start today or start with Imam Mahdi Muhammad. It started with our dear Prophet Muhammad over 1,400 years ago, and we are continuing that right now. The Holy Quran in Surah 21, Ayat 18, it says, "Nay, we hurl the truth against falsehood, and it knocks out its brain, and behold, falsehood do perish." Now, could you imagine a world that we are living in without falsehood? But that's the goal. That was the purpose that Allah revealed the Quran to Prophet Muhammad. He revealed it to relinquish, to get rid of falsehood. Falsehood shall perish. Nay, we hurl the truth at falsehood, and it knocked out its brain, and behold, falsehood do perish. Now, he used the word the translation, and to hurl truth at falsehood. Hurl means to throw an object with great force. In other words, we're not lackadaisical in our presentation of truth. You know, we present it in a strong way, not a weak way. We stand up against those powerful forces that's working in this community to keep society down, and we hurl the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that falsehood, and then we begin to understand the world that God created for his natural human being. In other words, we're not living in a natural world that God designed for us in the first place. We're living in an artificial world. And many of us don't even realize it. And many of us, even in religion, we accept it. Whenever you find a religious person who sits down and have a drink after services or whatever the case, and he has a say, and he might even smoke a joint or whatever, these people are completely out of it. How can we represent the word of Allah, the word of God, and we are using the vices of the shaitan? Are we hurling truth at falsehood? Of course not. Liars, stealers, drunkards, dope dealers, and all the rest of these kinds of folks, they represent falsehood, and it's the responsibility of the Muslim, the wide awake Muslim, the faithful Muslim, the one who put his trust in God and God alone, is to hurl truth at falsehood until we knock out his brain. Now, are we going to do it in our generation? Maybe not. I know it won't be in my time, but am I supposed to take a weak position? Of course not. I'm supposed to take a strong position, right? And every rock, every pebble, everything that we throw at the shaitan, every force, every truth, everything that we throw at him, it weakens his position. He said, because the shaitan, he speaks the truth, he speaks falsehood, but Allah said, And surely falsehood and surely truth will defeat falsehood in time. And this is the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not our time. And quite naturally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best knower. And then Allah gives us an example from the time of the children of Israel. Back in the time of Israel. And Allah speaks to us in Quran. He speaks about all the prophets, Prophet Musa, Prophet Esau, Jesus, all the different prophets, Ibrahim, who came at different periods of time in the Quran. And he gives us an example of old in the time of the children of Israel. They call them the Jewish people today. But these were the children of Israel, Abraham, the sons of Abraham, the children of Abraham, the 12 tribes, right? So we have to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us, and we have to put it in the proper place, in its proper place. And Allah quite nasi is the best knower. It says in this example, it's talking about a king, Saul. In the Quran, he's called Talak. It says, when Talak set forth with his armies, he said, Allah will test you at the stream. Now, keep in mind, we're talking about the time of the children of Israel, not this time. Allah has given this example for us today. He says, when Talak set forth with his armies, he said, Allah will test you at the stream. If any drink of his water, he goes not with my army. Only those who taste of it go with me. A mere sip out of the hand is excused. But they all drank of it except a few. When they crossed the river, he said to the faithful ones with him, they said, this day we cannot cope with Goliath and his forces. But those who were convinced that they would meet their Lord, Allah said, how often, by Allah's will, have a small force vanquished a big one? And Allah is with those who patiently, who steadfastly persevere. Sadaqa al-Azim, surely Allah speak the truth. Now, what is this example? This is also talking about a story about David and Goliath. And we learned that as little children at school, at home, or whatever the case. And they gave us a metaphorical picture of a big giant Goliath and a little boy, David, and eventually what happened in that battle. But this example that is given to us is the same battle. When Talak set forth with his armies, he said, Allah will test you at the stream. Why would he test the people at the stream? Now, we have to bring the message of old up to us today. Many of us, there are many stragglers and hang-ons today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us every day to see which one of us is strong enough to meet the requirements of casting truth at falsehood. And he says, if any drink at the water, he go not with my army. Only those who taste not of it go with me. A mere sip in the hand is excused. But they all drank except a few. Meaning that they all passed the test, failed the test except for a few. Now, when Allah commands us to do a thing, we should try to strive as hard as we possibly can in every endeavor that we partake of in our life. Strive hard in everything. If we desire to be in business, if we desire to be married, to purchase a home, or buy land, or whatever the case, Allah will test you. In this example, test you at the stream. He said, if you drink of this, out of the water, you cannot go with me. He says, but a mere sip, you know, if we deviate a little, okay, alhamdulillah. He says, that individual could go. He said, but they all failed. They all drank of the water, alhamdulillah. And then when those who passed the test crossed to the other side of the river, and when they saw the great forces of Goliath, just like we see the great forces of the shaitan, he says, he and the faithful ones with him said, this day we cannot cope with Goliath and his forces. Even the strongest that started out with him, the ones who passed the test, when they saw that great army or when they saw that great obstacle in front of themselves, they said to themselves, he says, this day we cannot cope with Goliath and his great forces. But those who were convinced that they would meet their Lord said, how often, by Allah's will, have a small force vanquished a big one? Allah is with those who patiently persevere. So there was another group within that great group, the faithful group. There was another group who stood up and said, how often, by Allah, will have a small force vanquish a big one. These are the ones that realized that in time they would meet their Lord, regardless the circumstances. And what did they do? They encouraged the group, and then they went on to fight against Goliath, and they defeated his great forces. What does that tell us? That there should be no obstacle that stands in front of our way that we can't defeat if we put our trust in Allah and Allah alone. It says, When they advanced to meet Goliath and his forces, they prayed, "Our Lord, pour out constancy on us and make our steps firm. Help us against those who reject faith. O Allah, pour out constancy on us and make our steps firm. Help us against those who reject faith." Now remember, casting truth at falsehood. They're getting ready to fight this big force. Little people, little small army, little equipped. They went equipped, ill-equipped, but nonetheless they went anyway. But they were meeting a great powerful force in Goliath, the Philistine, the people called Philistines, the great force. He says, "By Allah, by Allah's will, they routed them, and David slew Goliath, and Allah gave him power and wisdom, taught him whatever else he willed. And did not Allah check one set of people by means of another, the earth would indeed be full of mischief, but Allah is full of bounty to all the worlds." Sadaqallah Adhim, surely Allah speaks the truth. This is a sign. He said, "These are the signs of Allah. We rehearse them to thee in truth. Verily, thou art one of the apostles." So these are signs. Allah gives us signs all throughout the Quran. Signs. Oh, the same mission we're on. We're on a mission of casting truth and falsehood. We're fighting the biggest struggle that was ever fought in the history of mankind, fighting against the forces of Shaitan. And he gives it to us in these different examples, these signs and metaphorical pictures. But we have to not only just look at the surface, because many things are given to us in signs and symbols and metaphor, but we have to open up these signs and metaphors and to really understand exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to us. This is why it's so important for us to study, and this is why it's so important for us to purify ourselves, purify our mind, purify our soul, so that we can remain on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Kul hu Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad wa Lam Yakun Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. For those who don't know, the khutbah, the Friday khutbah, the lecture that is given on Friday, it should be broken in two parts. The first part, we should give an example from the Quran or Sunnah Muhammad and a lesson, and we should do part two, should be what we're doing right now. It could be some instructions for the community or whatever the case, and it could also be a continuation of what we did in the first part. But to close out the second part, which would be very brief, I just like to mention, you know, the story of David and Goliath, as we learned as young people here in these United States of America. And when we say David, David was a boy. This is Christian. We're talking Christian understanding here. David was a young boy. And Goliath was, in the child's mind, a big, towering figure, right? And he went up against this big giant, and he was fighting the giant. And he used what they call a slingshot. He didn't have any guns and things of that nature. It was a slingshot. And not the slingshot like we traditionally know here. That's the one that's shaped like the letter Y with a rubber band, and you pull the trigger and you shoot it. But it's the kind that the children, we see them on television in Palestine slinging rocks at the Israelis, the oppressive Israelis, right? And it's a slingshot that you have to have some serious skills. And these young children in Palestine, obviously they know the history because they're from that region. So they see themselves as little David throwing, hurling rocks at this big giant which is in this particular picture, is Israel, right? And then we know that David killed Goliath, right? And how did he kill Goliath? It gives a picture of David having a purse, a pouch, and with a slingshot, he had in his pouch, he had 5 smooth stones. And he took one of those smooth stones out of his pouch, he put it in his slingshot, and he swung and he hurled it at Shaitan, right? What was he doing? Hurling truth at falsehood. And what does those stones represent? Those 5 stones represent the 5 principles of Islam, the 5 pillars. So he hit him right in the forehead, right? The forehead is where we process knowledge, right? So he hit the devil, so to speak, in the forehead with one of the 5 principles of Islam and killed him. Now, for people who think and understand, this is a very deep and heavy topic that we're talking about right here. And Allah gives it to us over and over in different ways. And then once he killed Goliath, or he cut off his head. And then that means or represents that he cut off the knowledge or the leadership of that false world. And we have to give time to our thinking. We have to give time to our study. And we just can't read on the surface of things, as Imam Warithi Muhammad taught his community. He said, think deep. When you read the Quran, think deep. The message is not on the surface. The message is below the surface. And we have the mind. We have the powerful intelligence, the powerful intellect, that we can open up the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take out those very valuable resources for our benefit. So we have a major responsibility today as Muslims who say La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah, and that is to fight World War III, or fight the battle of truth against falsehood, to hurl truth at falsehood until we knock out his brain. And that's a continuous battle. And why is it a continuous battle? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave respite to Shaitan until the day of judgment. So Shaitan will be on this earth until the day of judgment, casting falsehood at truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to become Muslim. He raised us up to learn the religion and cast truth at falsehood until we knock out his brain. That's the only way that we can defeat the Shaitan, is with truth. The truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, demonstrated by our dear Prophet Muhammad over 1400 years ago. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Qad Qamitu Salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Rasulullah, Hayla Salah, Hayla Falak, Kakamatu Salah, Kakamatu Salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Allahu Akbar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق
Min shari ma kalak. Wa min shari gathigini the waka. Wa min shari nafakati fil uka. Wa min shari hasidini the hasa. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allah kuli man amiga. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر وسواس الناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.